smell anyway, so I'm just going to also ask you there, Rob, before it goes for welding, how long did it take you to get your skills so that they were professional, I guess you could say? That's something that I'd like to maybe see about learning myself, but I think I would probably be a pretty poor welder at first. Got another friend, an AM radio friend, he used to work at JCOM for welding the tanks and that. And I think he had specialized, I guess, so. His son's also doing pretty well working off the Alaskan pipeline, so he went into that field as well, too, so. Well, I'd probably like to see if I can get an HF radio in the vehicle here for longer trips than that, but I don't think I could find a good spot here on the work van here for a nice HF antenna, something that wouldn't hit bridges or anything else like that as I'm going around for customer sites, but that would be kind of nice for the longer trips, being able to have like a little bit of a longer QSO. Don't have too many of those. Most of what I do is throughout Metro Detroit. But we might be doing a few more spots where we're working out of town, or I should say out of state, so that would be kind of nice for those kind of trips and that. Being able to, let's say, play around on HF instead of switching from, repeater to repeater. And although I may try something else out, too. We do go for other trips with the figure out, see if I can learn how to program my DMR radio. I've got a DM32 for how it's programmed for the trips and that, so it would automatically load the repeaters in geographically as you're traveling along down the road. But anyways, like I said, just kind of curious, how long did it take you to develop your skills so that they were fully professional, maybe not perfect?